We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. Let me read just verse 14 to get us started. It says, from Perga they went on to Pisidian Antioch, and on the Sabbath day they entered the synagogue and they sat down. Now, as I finished last time, I mentioned that when Paul and Barnabas got to Perga, they did not preach the gospel. Instead, they traveled another 100 miles to Pisidian Antioch, and there they began that process. Now, one of the reasons that this is probably true is because at this time, Paul contracted what looks like was malaria. And this was very common for this part of the world. And historical references suggest that Perga was known for outbreaks of malaria. Now, if this is true, the apostles probably would have sought higher ground to avoid an outbreak of the disease. Pisidian Antioch was some 3,600 feet above sea level, so it was much cooler there and more hospitable to anyone who might be suffering from malaria. Well, whatever illness Paul was suffering from, it definitely seems to have been serious. In Galatians 4:14, it indicates that there was probably some disfigurement in Paul's appearance. Paul was so concerned about this that he thought that he would be rejected by the Galatians when he tried to preach the gospel there. It also seems to have affected his eyesight. In Galatians 4:15, Paul says this, "If possible, you would have gouged out your own eyes and given them to me." We wonder if this condition was Paul's thorn in the flesh, which he references in 2 Corinthians 12:7. So Luke tells us that at Pisidian Antioch, they entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and sat down. Well, after a reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue leaders sent word to them. They said, "Brothers, if you have a word of encouragement for the people, please speak." Pisidian Antioch, or Antioch of Pisidia, as it was often called, was near Pisidia. The city was actually in Phrygia, a region that formerly belonged to the kingdom of Galatia until it was incorporated in the province of Galatia, which Augustus established in 25 BC. At that time, Augustus made it a Roman colony, naming it Colonia Caesarea. The city became a civil and military center of that part of Galatia. Pisidian Antioch had a Jewish colony, necessitating, of course, a synagogue. On the first Sabbath after the missionaries arrived, they went to the synagogue and sat down with the rest of the attendees. It's Luke who gives us two accounts of synagogue services, one in Palestine at Jesus' boyhood synagogue in Nazareth, we can find that in Luke chapter 4, and the other is here in Acts chapter 13 at what would have been a synagogue of the Jewish diaspora, that dispersion of Jews that took place, of course. Regardless of their first century location, synagogue services were conducted in a very similar manner. The general outline would have included the service beginning with the congregation reciting the Shema, "The Lord your God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might." After some prayers, the service continued with two lessons, one from the Pentateuch and one from the prophets. And that's what we'll see next time on Verse by Verse.